This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Happy Friday, Brad.
Well, Governor Wolf returned to the Lehigh Valley yesterday. Why?
Well, he made a quick stop over on the south side of Bethlehem. He's touring around the state, trying to beef up support for his plan to spend a surplus of money that the state has left over from American Rescue Act funding from the federal government. So currently, the state's sitting on a pot of about $2 billion, and that money's going to go back to Washington if it isn't spent. So the governor came here to talk about providing more support to older Pennsylvanians and individuals with disabilities. He wants to use about $200 million of that pot of money to offer more property tax rebates to those groups. And he was here because he was appearing with our local state representative, Steve Samuelson. He's a fellow Democrat from Northampton County who's planning to introduce legislation in the state house about that property tax rebate.
It's an interesting state of affairs statewide to have a surplus in the budget, to have money that needs to get spent, and to have a full rainy day fund.
And it's unclear if Republican leaders in the State House and Senate are going to go along with plans to spend the money or if they're going to be in favor of sending back to Washington.
Well, WLVR reporter Chloe Nouvell has been looking into how rising prices and supply chain issues are affecting farmers in the Lehigh Valley, and there are a lot of them. She reports over 50,000 farming operations statewide.
Boy, this is really a sleeper story. I mean, you would think a story about fertilizer, meh, not so interesting, but it could have a big impact on the price of food over the next year. So she talked to a local farmer, Dennis Kaler, who runs Dale Kaler and Sons Farm in Bethlehem. That's where they grow feed corn. And he says the price of fertilizer, one fertilizer product he uses, is up more than 70%. He says the war in Ukraine is having an impact on prices, but other issues are too, like a rail workers' strike in Canada, which impacts how fertilizer is transported. Let's hear what he had to say.
A lot of farmers right now are just worried about whether we're going to have the fertilizer available to us at the time when we truly need it. It's a very timely thing. Like, if you get it on the plant too late, you're already past the window and it's not going to help with yield.
Kaler says right now what he's buying is actually for next year's crop. So for consumers, what does that mean? It means the full impact of these price spikes might not be felt on your grocery bill until next year.
You know, I live near the Bethlehem Public Library and I've watched them and admired their tenacity to keep serving their public through the pandemic. But I just recently learned about a great community resource that they provide when our reporter Emma Illick Frank brought us the story of a recording studio that they run in their basement.
Boy, Brad, this is my favorite story of the week. So yeah, she went into the library. Typically, they loan out more than 500,000 items a year, like books and DVDs. But that's not all. In an effort to modernize, they also offer public access to things, other kinds of things that might be out of reach for some. Let's hear more about that from Emma.
Other, less traditional items also get a lot of use. Bikes, internet hotspots, streaming services. And then there's the recording studio.
This is a little known secret maybe for some in Bethlehem, Studio 11. It's named after the library's address on Church Street and a joke from the rock mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap.
Where the amplifiers go up to 11 instead of 10.
It used to be a meeting room in the basement, but now it's got professional equipment like microphones and mixing boards. You can even book time with a sound engineer, all for no cost. There's loads of instruments in the room. And the library folks say since it opened in March 2019, there have been more than 500 sessions. They've stayed open through the pandemic, a little known resource that's grown thanks to some grant funding and the vision of the folks at the library.
It's a great resource and really a vision of a 21st century library. Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.